Hello and welcome to another episode of Optics Theory Debates. Theodore and I have been lately discussing the range-finding binoculars that you can find in Leica's offer. We've been analyzing each series individually, but now we are moving on and we are pointing out some differences between different models from the series and so on. And right now we have here the HDR models, but we have the newest models and we have the previous models, so the Type 402, I think, which was released in 2015. This is the 2018 model. And today we're going to discuss a little bit of the differences that apply to when we're analyzing the first one and the second one here.
Well, first of all, I would like to invite you, please check our other videos and find the video about HDR 2700. Which we did about the whole series, so that you get all the basics about these products. Normally, because they came out in 2018, there are still some older models from 2015 and afterwards floating around, and a lot of customers are asking me, what is the difference between the HDR Type 402, 403 and 500 and the new 2700 edition? So the only difference is the range. The Type 402 was for 8x42, 403 was for 10x42, and Type 500 acronym was associated with 8x56 model. They had a range of around 2000 yards, so they measured out to 1850 meters. The new models, 2700, they measure up to 2500 meters, 2700 yards. So this is the only difference, at least noticeable, at least the difference which is written everywhere. Everything else is the same.
So the optics, the housing, the everything else, the ergonomics is completely the same.
Even if you look then like one with another, you see that the only real difference is the name. Only the name on them is the real difference. Everything else is completely the same. So the only thing what you're buying with a new model is the extended range. And if you have the old model, you still have pretty decent optics, and let's be honest, not many people need additional 500, 600, 700 meters of measurement range.
I think that even the prices for the new models haven't increased, right? So they remain the same.
Yeah,
completely.
They were only refreshed in 2018. I do like that they ditched the Type acronym in the name because it was
a little bit confusing.
And somebody said, okay, I would like to buy a Type 403, and I was always thinking, is this 8x42 or it's 10x42? So I like the 2700 acronym better, and I still think they are probably the best buy in the whole category of range finding binoculars, since they offer everything what a normal person needs in terms of range finding capabilities. They offer equivalent horizontal range, so they measure also the angle. They measure extremely fast, and they offer premium optics with all the other features which we described in other videos.
So the warranty is the same, everything else is the same, so we basically covered the differences.
Only the extended range.
If you have any additional questions about the HDR series, you're free to leave a comment in the comment section or send us an email. Like this video, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Of course, check out our other videos about the Geovid models. There's many of them. And see you in the next debates. Bye.
Take care.